Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 4, Day 24. Activate New Thinking. Let's read together from Isaiah 28, verses 10 to 14. God will speak to this people to whom he said, "This is the resting place, let the weary rest," and "This is the place of repose." But they would not listen. So then the word of the Lord became to them, "Do, do, do and do, rule on rule, rule on rule, a little here, a little there." Thought for reflection. God will always communicate with us, but the tone and the language of his voice may alter depending on the receptivity of our heart attitude at the time. Here we read that God wanted to speak to his people and assure them of his compassion for them as they were weary. He wanted them to understand how to enter into a place of rest, to be restored, but they were stubborn and refused to listen to the sound of God in their lives. So rather than receive the opportunity to be sustained and refreshed, they dismissed God's encouragement, and so God changed his language, and his voice began to sound just like a set of basic instructions. This contrast of two types of dialogue is true in so many of our relationships. When your heart is clear and open, you can pick up the phone and chat in a personal, relaxed style, and then ask your friend to help you with certain basic tasks. But if you're irritated, but you still need to talk to this person, your conversation tends to be abrupt. You keep all the communication to the bare minimum. You just outline the essential instructions in order to get the job done. We can all recognize this situation in our own friendships. In the same way, we can have an open, loving conversations with God or just straight business dialogue. But God desires to talk with us as friends, touching our hearts and refreshing our souls as well as directing our lives. He does not want the straight or austere conversation where he dictates a set of commands to us. He wants heart-to-heart connection. These conversations take more time, but oh, they're so much more rewarding. Isaiah 40, verse 28 to 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So take time to talk. Change your way of thinking as you come into the presence of God. Don't just come to talk to him in time of crisis, rushing into his presence just to get the next set of emergency instructions to rescue your life. But take time to dream, cogitate, and muse. If you discipline your life to take time to stop and consider God, your life will gain a new effectiveness. Your intellectual and emotional capacity will increase. Consider God. Take some time to soar in the heavens as that eagle and think about him. Let your mind wander. Let hope revive your expectations and then run. It is time to connect with his incredible plans and be overwhelmed with the God of creation once again. So let us pray. Prayer for focus. God, I do not want a distant, formal relationship with you. I want to know you. Teach me to connect in real conversations with you. Touch my heart. Invade my imagination with your thoughts and perspectives. Strengthen me where I've grown weary or withdrawn. Teach me to ponder and muse about your greatness. Let me see you in a greater measure and obey you with a greater passion. Amen.